I want to talk to you today about something really special. And I'm going to wait till you all come on. I want to talk to you about praying the scripture. But I'm going to read you a portion of Madame Guyon's amazing book, Experiencing the Depth of Jesus Christ. I'm going to just ask the Lord right now to really help me communicate this message. And I'm going to ask Him to help you understand it. Because it's not something we can comprehend mentally. So blessed, wonderful Lord, dear Jesus, help me, Lord, communicate this in simplicity and its beauty. And enable your sweet people who are with me today on social media to grasp, to understand this truth in your wonderful name. You know, when I was young, I read this book, Experiencing the Depth of Jesus Christ, by a lady named Jean Guyon, Madame Guyon, who suffered for her faith. And lived many hundreds of years ago. And my life changed when I was a little, when I was a young man. I was in my late teens. And I decided again to go back and reread her material. She's touched the lives of people like John Wesley, Hudson Taylor, and others. And she talks about looking within. Now, you know, looking within is not a very easy thing to understand. Like, what do you mean by looking within? Well, see, Jesus is within your heart. He's not somewhere else. So when you look in prayer, when you look for the Lord elsewhere, your mind wanders. Your mind starts to think thoughts that are not biblical, because the mind is completely, how shall I say, it's uncontrollable if we don't pray right. So looking within is we're talking to the Lord in our hearts. We're not talking to a Lord who's distant from us, somewhere we can't see Him, feel Him, we can't know Him. When people pray, you know, the difference with us believers and the world is when people pray, or even carnal Christians pray, they're always praying towards heaven. God is in heaven, you know. Well, I can't find Him, so I gotta figure a way to talk to Him so I can hear Him. No, no. We believers, He's in here. The God we want to communicate with is already in our being. So we turn within. And so praying, she talks about the three methods of prayer. One of them is pray the scripture. Now, I began doing that a few days ago, and I'm telling you, even this morning, something is happening with me. I don't know how to describe it to you. It's hard to put it into words. But let me show you what happened today. Let me show you what happened a few days ago, then I'll take it what happened today. So what she says is, in fact, let me just read it. She said, praying the scripture is a unique way of dealing with the scriptures. It involves both reading and prayer. Here's how you should begin. Turn to the scripture, choose some passages that, you know, are simple, that you enjoy. So I chose Psalm 91 a few days ago. Sorry, Psalm 119, I should say. Well, Psalm 91 is another great one, but I'm now reading Psalm 119 because there's portions in it I want for my life. And so then she says, be careful as you read. Take the scripture fully, gently, carefully. Taste it. digest it. And she said, once it happens, the Lord will manifest himself to you through his word. That's just one way. So I'm reading this. And I want to do this. So I was already reading Psalm 119, and then I decided to take this verse, which is something I want. Uphold me. Verse 116. Uphold me. Oh, I'm feeling it now. According unto thy word, that I may live. Uphold me. And then she said something powerful. She said, you taste it, you digest it, and then praying the scripture, she said, once you pray like this, you begin to sense the essence of the Lord, because it's a very delightful way to find Jesus. She said, now, you know, your mind will wander a little bit, because it does. She said, you bring it right back and talk to the Lord within you. And she said, after a while, the mind becomes accustomed to the habit of, I'm not looking outward, I'm looking inward. And so, you do it like this. Uphold me. And then you stop. But you're not talking. You're not even thinking. It's from within. And as you cry, uphold me. Hold me up. I can't hold myself. And then slowly you digest that word. Uphold me. And you wait. You don't rush, because rushing, you lose it all. You're not reading now to become scholarly. You're not reading to study. That's a different thing altogether. You are tasting the Lord through his word. You are finding him through his word. Uphold me. Uphold me, Lord. And you start to sense, I'm sensing it now, uphold me according to your promise. Because he promised to hold us up. We can't hold ourselves. You know, David said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence. Take not the Holy Spirit from me. And then he said, give me a willing heart. Uphold me with a willing heart. Because I can't hold myself up. And as you pray like that, uphold me. And then you, once the sense of the Lord is there, you go on to the next one. According to thy word. And you're talking to the Lord within you. And you'll have a sense of his presence again. And that sense of his presence may, you know, stay a little bit longer with some of the word, and maybe not as long with another. And then, that I may live, Lord. So as I'm praying and I said, uphold me, the sense of the Lord became so real and rich, I couldn't stop asking for the same thing within, slowly. Because there in these words you see how helpless you are, because you can't hold yourself. Uphold me according to thy word, that I may live. Oh, how I want that. And then verse 117. Well, let me finish that verse. Let me not be ashamed of my hope. What is your hope? What is it you want? I know what I want. I want to please him. I don't want to finish wrong. I don't want to be ashamed when the Lord returns. And the things happening all around us today tell us very clearly the coming of the Lord could happen tomorrow. Will you be ashamed when suddenly you're caught up and you don't know what to say because you weren't ready? And Jesus said, be ready. In an hour as you think not, the Lord will return. It could happen today. Tomorrow may be your last day on earth. Anything can happen. I was driving on the highway a few days ago with Chad, and a truck, a big piece of metal fell out of the truck, suddenly punctured our exhaust. That piece of metal could have gone through the windshield and killed us both. That just happened. Had it not been for the Lord wanting us around, I would not be here and he would not be here even today. You think about what I'm saying. This may be your last day on earth. I'm talking to somebody. It could happen to any one of us. Are you ready to meet your Maker? We waste so much time on other things that mean nothing. Mean nothing. This world is fading away and the madness with it. People are more interested to know what CNN and Fox are saying than what God is saying. People trust doctors more than they trust the Lord on what's happening with all the madness out there. All you hear about today is the vaccine, and which one should I take, and should I, and theories out there, and all the confusion. But you get to the Word. And I'm telling you, the peace of God is going to just come upon you and fill you so beautifully. You won't care about anything. You're not going to care whether the whole world blows up. You're going to be around because He'll take care of you. Uphold me, Lord. And then verse 117. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. Hold me up, I will be safe. And as you pray that portion, now you're not reading to study, you're simply praying the Psalms. You've chosen portions that you want for yourself. Hold me up, and I'll be safe. Boy, we all want safety more than anything else today. We're worried about all kinds of things. If we just start thinking about the world for 5 minutes, we'll need some drugs to calm our nerves down, but you don't need that. I don't need that. I never once have taken a pill for that in all my life. You don't need it either. Mental health today is a big issue out there. I'm giving you the solution to mental problems right here, right now. Just shut yourself in. Play some worship music like I'm just showing you. Like I do. And just meditate upon the Word. Uphold me. And you don't even have to pray it like out loud, because you're talking from your heart to the one in your heart. Did you hear what I said? You're talking from your heart to the one in your heart, and the mind is like uninvolved. And if the mind tries to interrupt, you just think about Jesus within. It's over. The mind quiets down because it's not involved in what you're doing. Now here's something so beautiful. Oh, this is so beautiful. You know, be surety for thy servant for good. Lord, you be my security. You are my security. That's verse 122. Lord, be my security. Oh, dear God, I feel it just now. Sweet Jesus, be my security. And you're not, you know, having to beg. And you repeat that in your heart to the one who is in your heart, looking within. It says, plunge into the very depth of the words you read, until revelation, like sweet aroma, breaks upon you. That's what Jean Guyon says. Plunge into the very depth of the words you read, until revelation, like a sweet aroma, comes on you. It says, little by little you will come to experience a very rich prayer that flows from the inward being. Precious. And now there's a second thing that happens. Once you pray the scripture like this, then you move into a second kind of prayer, which she calls beholding the Lord, or waiting on the Lord, which also makes use of the scripture. And that's what happened with me, I think, today. It's a, she says, you know, I'm addressing you like a new beginner. In praying the scripture, you're seeking to find the Lord in what you're reading, in the very words themselves. And then she said, but this second path of beholding the Lord, you come to the Lord in a whole different way. Now, to do this, you have to quiet your mind. You can't allow your mind to interfere. So, read a passage of scripture. Once you sense the Lord, like, deal with thy servant according to your mercy. And you meditate on that. That's verse 124. Deal with me according to your mercy. And then you sense the Lord. And the minute that happens, the scripture now has served its purpose, she says. It's quieted your mind. It brought you to the Lord. Now you can see more clearly. And now you turn your heart to the presence of God. And when you turn your heart to the presence of God, it's all done by faith. It's a simple act of faith. It's by faith I turn within. I'm not looking for a God who's up in glory that I can't really behold. I'm looking for the God who's in my heart. And from my heart to his heart, we begin to communicate together within. His presence and the sense of his presence becomes real. And now the word that I'm praying takes hold of me. Be my security. Be my security. And suddenly his presence manifests. Deal with me because of mercy. Whoa, you feel that. I'm feeling it. Deal with me because of your mercy. But I'm talking to one in my heart. And now suddenly, he's so real to me, I focus on him. And that beautiful fellowship, like an aroma, she said, begins to flow out of your and my being. Wow. Eventually, that's the way you're going to pray. I mean, how often, think about it, how many times can you go through your prayer list? Like, what's your prayer list? What's my prayer list? I can pray my prayer list in 30 seconds. I pray for the God's people everywhere. I do it every day. I pray for Israel. I pray for my family. I pray for Pastor Chris, because I made a commitment to pray for him. And then I pray for certain things I need in life, and I'm done. Let your request be made known. Some of us have longer lists than others, you know. But what, a few minutes, you're done. But what have you accomplished? Because you just didn't realize what you're missing. It's talking to the Lord. It's nothing to do with what you need, like, you know, things in your life. And you can ask him for those things once you find him. It's like a different world. It's like a different world. You mix them with the scriptures. You combine it all together. Because at one point, something on your list becomes alive to you. And you pray, for example, let's say you're praying for your son. I'm praying for mine. And I'm saying to the Lord, you're my security. And then something will arise in me. Be his security. You know, Sally, it's like you're praying for him too. Or your daughter, or your husband. Or a situation. Be my security, Lord. It could be something you're going through legally, financially, you know. God understands these things. So I want you to really read this book. You may not understand it at first. You can download it. I've not written that book. I've read it, and I'm reading it again now in a new way, you know. When I read it the first time, I was young and didn't really know the word. When I got saved, I'm talking 19 years old, you know. And I was quite impressed by the book when I was younger, but it didn't really get through my heart, not really. But boy, today, like, what I'm seeing in this book is like, I wish I'd known them before, but I don't think I was ready for any of this when I was young. I wouldn't even have gotten it. But I'm telling you something. Some of you are ready for this. So download the book, Madame Guyon, Jean Guyon, Experiencing the Depth of Jesus Christ. She has many other books. But, you know, read that one first. Just read that one first. Now, Lord, let them come into this. Let them begin to understand what I've been talking about. And Lord, I'm not expecting all of them to understand. But I think there'll be a lot who do understand and who will understand. Touch them, I pray. Manifest your presence in your sweet name. I give you praise, Lord. Amen, amen. I know this has been a little different, but I've just been experiencing this. And I thought, you know, I need to share this with our people. And I want you to experience this beauty, this peace, this aroma of the Lord's presence in your life. This beautiful aroma. Well, it's time to give to the Lord now. You know, without giving to the Lord, we cannot secure our tomorrow. We cannot secure our futures financially, I'm talking about. You can secure your tomorrow, you know, your life spiritually, just by doing what I said earlier. But when it comes to finance, giving is in the Bible. You can't erase it from the Word of God. You have to be a giver to become a receiver, you know. So the minute you give, God opens the windows of heaven and pours you out blessings where there'll not be room to receive, the Bible says. But why do we give? Like, why do we really give? Do I give so I can receive? Oh, it's more than that. I give so I can please him. I give because I really want to obey him. This whole life may be over real quick for a whole bunch of us, a lot of us. Let's please him. Let's do what he really said. Let's help the poor and the needy out there too. So do it today. It's on the platform right there that you're watching me on, Facebook or YouTube or the others. You can donate right online, right on the platform. Or you can go to benihin.org or simply text BHM45777. Tomorrow, you know, I'm going to let the Lord just lead me. I'm sensing the change, you know, what's happening. So I'll see you tomorrow. Bless you.